fucking of our healthcare system. 0.5.
Didn't happen. Buffalo made the
John and what?
Obama.
Oh. Told agency. Matching is.
In certificate of deposit account registry service.
Look who's finally awake. Nice of you to join us, Sleeping Beauty. Did you sleep well? Shall I get you a nice cup of coffee while I'm at it? You must think you're so funny, but look who's getting the last laugh now. You're so helpless, I can't even bear to look at you anymore. But hey, we all have jobs to do around here. Like how you were in charge of the plans for the Sorad Rebellion. Care to explain? Oh, don't play stupid with me. We know exactly who you are. You can't fool us any longer. And due to our insider intel, you fell right for our trap. So I suggest you start talking now. You must really like testing my patience. I'm giving you a grand opportunity here now to spill everything onto the table with minimal punishments. Or perhaps I can, you know, get those you oh so ever deeply care about to just simply disappear. You know, your family, your friends, your colleagues, everyone you know and love, gone in an instant because you couldn't just tell me some simple information. Now that's a little selfish, don't you think? Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. Now, tell me your current and future plans with the Sorad Rebellion, and I'll make sure your punishment is tolerable. To an extent. Since you love wasting my time right now. Or perhaps maybe I should help jog your memory a bit about what you and your little rebellion have done. Oh, where do we start? The riots, the arson, the robberies, the dealing of firearms, which, by the way, in a pathetic attempt to overthrow the government and its army. Your recent attacks over the last couple of years have been nothing but psychotic, erratic, irresponsible, putting so many lives at risk for such a stupid cause. Now, we know you're planning another big attack. So I suggest you cooperate before there's more bloodshed. You can be a hero. No, listen. You can be a grand hero, stopping this right now in its tracks, the right way. Now imagine that. No more will you have to see brothers and sisters die right in front of you. And you can go back to living your simple, terrible life. Now, does that jog your memory a bit? You really want to run with this narrative, don't you? You know, if you don't want to tell me the plans, then so be it. You don't have to keep pretending to be stupid. God, have some fucking dignity left as one of the leaders in this fucking rebellion. I thought you were supposed to be heroic. But no, you're genuinely more idiotic, and you think you can just play this off? You're testing my patience! I don't care who you are. You're going to give me those plans one way or another. And quite frankly, I'm tired of trying to play nice with you. I was thinking of being, so generous and not being so harsh with your punishment. But seeing how you are now, I can see where this is going. There's no escape. You've had your chance. Also, I think you're not allowed to speak until I'm done with you. So let me just apply this to your despicable mouth of lies. Better. Now I don't have to listen to you ramble over and over again, saying you're not this person. But you are. And you think you can just play it off like it's nothing. And it seems reading into our intel, we were right. You didn't like how I just threw that table over. Your ears are that sensitive to noises. And now, you just lost your only way out of this. Too bad. Despicable so-called leader of the rebellion. You're so sad. Must be you.
is just stop pretending. And just maybe, maybe things could have been different. Now, don't get so comfortable. I'll be back in 5 minutes to continue this until you're willing to speak up about your little rebellion and your idiotic plans. So think carefully until I get back. I expect great things from you. Hear me?
That's for wasting my time.